All right. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces Radio. And on Friday, the first hour, we're always quite privileged to be joined by film critic and our friend Jan Wall. Jan, happy Cinco de Mayo to you. How you doing?
Cinco de Mayo to everybody.
Very cool. All right. Speaking of the Latin arts, let's bring in Carola Zertouche. And she is here. First of all, she is with Theater Flamenco of San Francisco. Carola, is it Zertuche, like German, or do you say Zertouche or something else?
Zertouche.
Zertouche. And I bet you there's not too many other...
Hello, everyone.
Not too many Carola Zertouches in the world. You are the only one, aren't you?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about what's going on. You're going to have an event at... Herbst Theater, is that right?
At the Herbst Theater, yes. We are Teatro Flamenco San Francisco. It's our 57th home season. The company is the oldest company after the ballet of San Francisco. And this will be our first shows, the big, big production after the COVID. And we are so happy, no, and excited to do this production. And it's on Saturday, May 13th, 8 p.m. at Herbst Theater is the only show, and this show I get inspired from a trip I did to Jordan, to the Middle East, Wadi Rum. It's a desert, and it was one of the most incredible experiences that they have when I was there in the desert, and I got inspired to do this show. And we are having guest artists from Spain. We have Juani de la Isla from Cádiz, he's a guitar player, and then we have Diego Amador, a singer from Sevilla, that he comes from a very artistic family, the Amador family from Spain, from Sevilla. And then we have Adrián Santana, a flamenco dancer from Málaga, and two local dancers, Marina and Isabella. And then I'm going to have electronic music by my nephew, Pascual Martinez, and I'm so excited.
Yay! Keep it in the family, right?
It's what?
It's good when you keep it in the family. That's great.
Yes, and actually it's my first time I'm doing with my family, no? My first time we do a collaboration, no? I'm so happy that hopefully he's going to continue with the music, no? And the artistic. And then I have electronic music also, Roberto Aguilar, in electric guitar. And this year I will have a trumpet player too.
Wow.
Yes, it's going to be very...
This is Jan Wall. Do each of you have a different style of flamenco dancing?
Yeah, sí. And that's the performance, no? Because what I say when I was to the desert, it was like if I entered to another world, no? Like if the time stopped in that moment. Entonces, it's going to be like a dream. When you go to see the show, you will enter to my dream, no? Probably can be that.
The name of the show is Transitar por el Mundo Sin Tiempo. Sí. It means a passage through a timeless world. And flamenco, of course, goes all the way back to Andalusia in southern Spain. Talk about how the passage through a timeless world is expressed through this dance.
I'm sorry.
The title of the show, A Passage Through a Timeless World, Transitar por el Mundo Sin Tiempo. How is that expressed through flamenco, the message in the title?
Yes, because what I was saying, you know, when I went to the desert, is for me that what happened, the time stopped. And so it's like how the flamenco, the music itself is really, really very strong. So that happened, you know, when I was in the desert, I have this energy that it was, I don't even know how to explain it, was like, so incredible, no? When I see at night, no? It was the stars. It was all dark, and you see the beauty of the stars. And then on the daytime, it was this, no? Super hot, but incredible. Entonces, for me, flamenco, when I dance, that's what I feel also the same. It's like my world stop and I just hear the music and I don't know, it's so beautiful, no? The sensation. And
I'm sure you are. Jose Greco and how he took flamenco and made it very popular in America.
Yes, I never met it, but actually when I start flamenco, I listened to one of his records, and mm-hmm. when I get in love of flamenco, because I was like, oh my God, what is this music? How? And then I saw it, no, on TV, and I was like, oh my God, this is what I wanna be, a flamenco dancer. Through Jose Greco, I remember that. And the director of the former director of Miguel Santos, that he used to be the director of Teatro Flamenco, he performed with Jose Greco. He's going to be 98 years old this year, and he's still, like, active, no? It's incredible.
When you're dancing, is it ever an out-of-body experience to you? Like, do you experience the raptures of the joys of life?
Wow, Rick. Yeah, actually, yes, when you dance, it's like you express all your emotions. It's like your story of exactly how anything happened to you. You do it through your body, no? It's like the painters, no? They do, mm-hmm. when they paint, no? For us, the dancer, our body is our instrument, no?
Do you ever hurt your feet? I mean, you guys are so exciting and colorful to watch, and it's so emotional. Mm-hmm. And I love the costumes. Oh, I love the costumes.
Yeah.
But I would think, I don't know, I think you would hurt your feet.
No, actually, no. Then it's like you get used to, no, with the years. It's, the feet is the same, no, an instrument, and it's super fun. Like, I love mm-hmm. when we do the footwork. And sometimes, of course, when you do it for so many, like now, no, when we are rehearsing for so many hours, of course, you when you finish it, like, oh, you hurt your feet, but then it's okay.
So, last question for you. Do you like the fusion of flamenco as it kind of will adapt into different styles? Or do you like to keep it in its purest form, verdad también?
Actually, both, because myself, I love to do do fusion. Like in these shows, as you see, we are adding other instruments, no? But I always respect what is the tradition of flamenco, and even myself, I love the traditional, the music and the dance, traditional, no? And even in this show, you will see some mix, more contemporary, but then you will see other numbers that they will be super traditional. Entonces, then in the end, you will have both, no? A little bit of experimental, but traditional.
Well, as we said, May 13th, Saturday, the Herbst Theater. This is Carola Zertuche from Theater Flamenco of San Francisco. You can find out more at theaterflamenco.org, and that's theater, R-E, the French way. Hey, Carola, thank you so much for coming on. And
thank you so much.
Thank you, Carola.
All right.
Thank you.